This is Passport to Texas. Artificial reefs created in the Gulf of Mexico provide substrate and habitat for marine life. The distance from shore factors into the kinds of materials used for the reefs.
Well, in our program, we look at the Gulf of Mexico as a whole.
Dale Shively is Artificial Reef Program Leader for Parks and Wildlife.
As you get near shore, you get into shallower environments. You get into more mud-type environments. As you travel farther offshore, you'll get into deeper water, clearer water, more sand-type environments. The materials that we use are related to whatever water depth and the type of water that we're working in.
Rubble may be used near shore, whereas ships and oil platforms are best in deep water.
In the shallower environments, we need materials that are going to fit within a certain clearance. And that clearance is set by the Coast Guard and by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So as we travel farther offshore, we'll get into larger pieces of material such as ships and oil platforms. But we'll typically use pre-designed materials such as concrete pyramids or man-made materials such as quarry rock, concrete culverts, things like that for the shallower environments.
These reefs, near shore and farther out, attract marine life and create better fishing opportunities for all. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.